Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
And so, yeah, you just reached over and you were like, love you, DK. I was just like, Garza knows something I don't know. If he's fucking freaking out, shout out those flight attendants, dude. If I hadn't looked over at them and they were still like serving fucking coffee and drinks, they know what's up. It's all good. You know what I mean? But I did. I white knuckled it for like a good like 4 or 5 minutes. Juggalo certified.
Really? Oh, no.
Take a sip, dude.
This is going to get me fat.
It's not. Okay. It's not. You listen, with good health in mind. Yeah.
Cheers, because you are good, you are a great bartender.
Thank you, man. Okay. Appreciate that. Okay. Cheers, boys. We got.
Cheers, everybody. Oh, no. That's Faygo.
It is.
Because we have Faygo in the fucking fridge.
I believe it's called Firework or something. Like, it's like a bomb pop, melted popsicle flavor soda, but it's got a little bit of, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that in there.
What's
it's
in there?
It's a nice, it's literally just a little bit of that and some Grey Goose. Mm. Gave it a good little shake. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, Ernie, a lot has happened to you. And I want to say, as a friend, I'm truly proud of you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. It's been a month.
You're dropping weight, dude.
Thanks, man. I'm just fucking, I'm instilling as many good habits as I can and truly trying to, what's the word? Reinforce them and stay and stick with them and, you know, like truly just instill good habits and lifestyle changes, you know, personally, physically, mentally, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's been a wildly emotional month, but things are good, man. I'm in a, you know, I won't say I'm completely out of the woods, but I'm in a way better headspace. And things are looking really good.
You're never out of the woods, dude.
There's always something. There's always something. But if I can minimize that, despite everything happening, that's a win. You know what I mean? I'm taking the negatives and making them positives, and trying to, like, you know. I mean, I've always been the kind of person that was like, you know, a glass half full kind of guy, and sometimes. I let it get the best of me sometimes where I'm not always the most positive person. I'm trying to fucking not do that anymore either, because I realize it is detrimental not only to myself but the people around me. You know what I mean? And I never want to be the kind of person that's like, you know, so negative that it's like it starts to affect people around me and like my bad fucking mood starts to weigh on them to a point where it's like, you know, it negatively affects, you know, personal friendships and relationships and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, It's a very, you know, there's a long road ahead of me, but I am making insane work of it. Like I can, there are very few times where I can like truly like look at myself in the mirror and like pat myself on the back and be like, hey, I'm proud of myself and the progress I made.
That's a big moment, man.
It's fucking huge, dude. It's huge. Cause it's one thing to get up and look yourself in the mirror and fucking be like, eh, you know what I mean? It's another when you can truly be like, hey, you know what? I'm working, I'm doing it, you know what I mean? And that's been the attitude as of late, and I'm really like stoked on the progress I've already made. It's really dope.
Before last month, did you ever look, were you someone that looked in the mirror prior and then like you're like didn't like what you saw?
Not often, but I have. I definitely have, and I definitely had, I won't say many failed attempts because I don't think I did it as many times as I probably thought I did. Mm-hmm. But you know, I think everyone has those moments. Whatever you want to call it, a life changing moment, a come to Jesus moment, as they say.
Of course.
You know, and a lot of the times you just kind of have to. As much as I hate to admit it, sometimes you got to hit your own personal rock bottom to be like, okay, you know what? Like, fuck, I can't live like this. I don't want things to be this way. I need to make the change for myself.
Totally.
You know what I mean? And, yeah. So that's what's going on. That's what I'm doing. And honestly, things are going good. I'm very proud of myself and the progress I'm making, and continue to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Obviously, it's too soon to talk about exactly what happened to you. Maybe in the future.
In the future, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's just fucks how we're wired. Like, we gotta, like, something happens to us and then makes us kind of change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But the thing, the whole of it too, is that whatever the situation is that causes, you know, the ripple effect or whatever have you, mm-hmm. ultimately, you do have to look at yourself and be like, hey, these changes have to be made for mm-hmm. me, for Good. Myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's the majority of what's going on, man. I'm drinking less. I didn't even drink when we went out to fucking lunch the other day. Like, I had water. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't really been consuming much alcohol either. Mm-hmm. Not just that, doing the fasting and all that shit, and like, mm-hmm. and being on my diet, dude. I mean, I can stare at a glass of vodka and get drunk.
Totally.
Like, so, yeah. So my tolerance is insanely low. So I'm kind of like, eh, you know what I mean? Like, I tread very cautiously right now. But things are good. Like, I'm happy about my progress and the things I'm doing and the changes I'm making to be a better person every day. You know what I mean? I don't think I'm a bad person, but I want to be an even better version of myself.
You know? You're a piece of shit.
Fuck and, you. And you're,
what's going on? What happened? Nope. And I mean that as a friend.
I know.
I've known you for a couple years now, as far as like full time, we're running each other all the fucking time, and it drives me insane.
Yeah.
But your skin's clearing, and your face, your eyes are getting clear. And those are the first steps of getting out of the, okay, I'm a piece of shit right now. Now you're starting your journey to get through your clouds. A lot of people have multiple clouds. I had a few clouds. And you know what? I kind of want to take this opportunity for, maybe not this episode, but for the future ones. So we've been doing this shit for like 3 years. Like the podcast has been 3 years old.
Yeah.
I kind of did something, an accident. Is I've been overly focused on the bands and the guests. I noticed that I haven't really said anything about myself. And I did it consciously for Tala's EP and Harry from Body of Box. I was like, dude, you need to, like, put in some stories. So I purposely, like, I put in like one or two.
Yeah.
And consciously did it. Cause I don't want to be like the, usually when you start something, you do something because you don't like the other ones.
Right.
So I'll just put it at that. Okay, I don't like when I hear hosts talk too much. I don't like it when they're obviously not good at what they do.
Right, right, right.
And I was like, okay, I want to be a listener. And I kind of noticed I overcorrected. And so you know what? So now I'm slowly putting in like stories of myself. And like, yeah, no one really knows the backstory of me in like general. So now I'm
and that's cool.
I'm going to consciously start putting in some old stories and be a better storyteller.
I mean, I feel like you're already great at it. And sure, that's definitely an improvement, a change, you know, anything of that sort. Like mm-hmm. that's very cool too. Because I mean, also not for nothing, you also have a lot of guests that probably are geeked to be here and like want to hear some of your stories too. So it's tight. Mm-hmm. It's a little like back and forth, a little mm-hmm. give and take, you know?
Totally.
You let yourself as a host take a back seat to your guests mm-hmm. while they're telling their story and all that stuff too.
Totally.
But not so much so that it's like, hey, you're mm-hmm. still here too. You know what I mean? Yeah. No, that's totally it. I think that's cool. That's super fucking cool.
Yeah. And it'll be opportunity for both me and you to do that.
100%. 100%.
You know, Ernie, you think this is all fun and games, but I'm gonna fucking dig into you.
I know you are. I know you are.
I want the best for you. You know, and that's gonna require us, you know, maybe facing a few skeletons in our closet and demons, and talk about that kind of stuff. Maybe not today. Maybe today, but as these EPs go on, people understand you and get to know you and me. More of these stories will naturally just kind of come out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, so it's a brain trick that I've learned to control because it happens a lot. I've seen people say, "Hey, Garza doesn't really talk much." You don't understand that someone would be telling me a story. I already know the story, but the ego comes in. The ego is like, "Hey, say this so the people think you're cool."
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah. I've been successful 95% of the time. I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna say anything. That's like, I'm saying it for the wrong fucking reasons.
For sure, for sure. You know? And you're letting that person, mm-hmm. you know, explain themselves or tell whatever mm-hmm. it is their story is, whether you know it or not already.
Totally.
You know what I mean? But again, I think that's also, I think that says a lot, speaks a lot about your character too and the kind of person you are.
I'm a piece of shit.
You know what I mean?
That's fine. You're it, a dude.
Pizza shit, dude? Oh.
I am. Did you say pizza shit?
That's right.
Okay. I'm not sure if I shot.
For those of you that don't know, Garza's the pizza king. He yeah. fucking lives on Domino's and beer.
My favorite food is pepperoni pizza That's and right. bean and cheese burritos. That's I try to get sick of those foods. I've tried so hard.
It'll never happen.
If I had a bean and cheese burrito every fucking day in my life, dude.
God, dude.
It's fine. It's fine, dude.
And again, let me be very clear. He's the only guy I know that can eat that shit consistently and just somehow get better looking. You know what I mean?
I don't eat it consistently. I only eat it when I'm in public.
Look at that. Who's that fucking guy right there,
I
dude?
I was shredded. That's when I got dumped.
God. Was this during your MMA thing? Like,
yeah,
okay,
so speaking of, you need things to happen to you. Obviously, the Mitch thing happened, and shortly after, people that don't know, Mitch passes away. A few months later, me and my fiance split up. And when you break up with someone, that's the best time to do anything.
Of course. You end up with a lot of time on your hands. You've got anything. Time to self-reflect. Yeah, for sure.
You have a lot of negative thoughts going on. And you're very lost, and you had like this person that was your fucking life, and you need to put that energy somewhere.
100%.
And yeah, I went straight to the fucking gym, and I started training Muay Thai.
Yeah, I was gonna say, was this during your Muay Thai days?
Oh yeah, I lost a lot of fucking weight. Mark too. Me and Mark were fucking fat.
Yeah, look
dude.
At fucking dude. Mark looks like he was fucking disappearing right here, dude.
It's funny, like me and Mark lost a lot of weight at once.
Yeah,
and then me and him went to like a Mayhem festival. People were like looking at us like. Where'd you go?
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go?
Actually, it might have even, whatever this is that we're looking at right here, it might have been a photo shoot after this or before something like this. There's mm-hmm. a picture of Mark on the internet, and it might have been through like ESP or something like that, where sure. he's holding the eclipse or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, he looked like 110, but he looked fucking like scary thin, like almost unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, obviously, you know, there was a lot going on that time, too, and all that shit also. But, yeah, like, I was like, holy shit, like, that's for sure, like, the smallest I've ever seen him. Like, and Mark's never been, like Mark was bigger back in the day. Mark was fat. He had beard back in the day. He was fat. But, like that's that video we were just watching, that's, like, peak skinny fucking Mark for sure.
Yeah, Mark would tell you that I was fat, too.
I'm on my way right now, dude.
You're on your way.
I feel good, man. Like,
I think, you know what, I think my weight and Mark's weight just went to you. And then now,
lost it. I found it. And now I'm gonna fucking give it to someone else, dude. I don't want this shit anymore. You know,
it's called weight of the mind.
100%. Yeah.
Dude, when a lot of shit is on my mind, dude, I gain weight.
Oh, for sure.
You know what's fucked up? And I'll close the weight thing off. Is so around the same time. This might have been. I was 27 when I started really dropping weight quickly, and. So I found this app called MyFitnessPal.
I know the app.
Very famous app. Now Absolutely. it's back then it wasn't common. Now it's common.
Fun. Everyone has it on you their could
type
phone.
Now it's like you could type in any food and it tells you what the fuck
it's
is.
It's on there. Yeah.
Back then it's like you found with your food, you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But now it's common. Well, I would track my weight on there. Out of curiosity, a couple months ago, I go on my weight to see how much I lost, like in the course of my that journey. It's been over 10 years at this point of data I have.
Fuck.
It shows the career of suicide silence the past 10 years.
The ups and downs and everything.
It does.
That's kind of wild, bro.
It
like
is wild.
Being able to correlate the band's journey to your fucking like personal like weight. That you know what I mean? Like some people would laugh at that shit, but that's kind of serious. Like you can tell where you were mentally. Yeah, you could tell where you were mentally with the band and shit. You know what I mean?
I wonder if I could pull this shit up, dude. I'm gonna try. Dude, it is, weight of the mind. Okay, so they have 1 week option, 2 months, 1 year, since starting weight. Okay, I think that's what I tried. There it is.
Whoa, no fucking way.
Yeah.
What?
Is there a real thing? I don't know if we could get this on one of the cameras, but
you would have to like hand that off and like get it in front. It's a graph. Damn, that's kind of crazy.
I don't know if you could fucking zoom in on that or something. Zach might
I mean, listen, if you can at least see the green line, you'll see that it's in an uptrend, as they say, you know, not a downtrend.
I know it's gonna happen. One day we don't have the extra camera, but yes. If you can't see it, it's just so the graph is starts. It starts me. I was
down here.
It starts. I lose a ton of weight, and then it goes like this. It's like a growing business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're gonna fluctuate. You'll see some ups and downs.
And you see me like just basically like yo-yo dieting.
Yeah,
essentially.
Yeah, but here's the thing that you have to let people know. Sure. So overall, you know, we'll close with the weight thing with this. It might be, you know, an uptrend.
Sure.
But what they don't know is that uptrend where it's at now is like 90% muscle. You're just fucking buff.
It's a lot more muscle now. It's not just pure fat.
You know, yeah. Before it was just lean muscle and you were thin. Now you've got a little bit of protection on you. It's a frame, you know what I mean? You grew into your man body, dude. You know what I mean? But you're buff.
Do you weigh in a mind in a – I haven't been so stressed with suicide silence or anything the past year or 2 years have been like – the stress, and even like if you don't, and you have some conscious stress too.
Absolutely.
You might, you know, and that I chose to eat more than I should. You know,
listen. Again, without delving into too much and all that stuff, and we had this conversation at lunch or whatever. Yeah, you know, again, at this point, I'm pretty sure anybody who knows anyone that's in a band knows this shit is not easy, especially if it's your livelihood and your source of income and you're running a business, because this is what it is. It is running a small business, essentially. It is stressful, man, and is very physically and emotionally taxing and time consuming, and you really have to get your bearings greased about you and learn where to place that stress and not necessarily inflect it onto anyone else around you and stuff like that too, because that's it's a big thing, man. Big thing that I had to learn the hard way, you know what I mean? But again, I'm learning. We're fucking human. Everyone makes mistakes, and I'm fucking learning. I'm learning where to place that shit, where to not, you know, put it on top of somebody that doesn't deserve it, or, you know, whatever have you. It's just, you know, I'm a work in fucking progress. But like I said, I'm at a point right now where I'm very proud of my progress. And
good.
You know?
You need a lot of work.
But this guy fucking hates me.
No, it seems like, no, I'm proud of you because the work just started. And
Absolutely.
And then the reason why I went to this particular time was once I got through one cloud, there was an other cloud. And kind of through that one, there's another problem that I haven't dealt with, some childhood trauma I haven't processed.
Absolutely.
And then you get through that, and there's some other fucking trauma in your life you haven't dealt with, and it's just like this constant thing. And it feels like you're not progressing.
But then, yeah, I can absolutely agree with you on that. But then when you actually like – when you stop for a second and turn around and look at whatever, you know, hilltop you're on and look back at the mountain of progress that you fucking tackled – that's when you're like, okay, you know what I mean? Yeah. You can breathe a little easier. You can fucking be like, hey, you know what? I did the work and I'm here, you know? And, I know it's going to sound fucking corny to say, but I am a firm believer that like, I mean, life is always going to throw you fucking curveballs for sure. That's just the nature of things, dude. Which is why people are always so quick to revert to like, oh man, I wish I was fucking a child again or back in fucking school or whatever. And it's like, dude, you can sit there and wish for that shit all day long. The truth of the matter of fact is that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. You are going to age. You're going to progress in life. Things are going to happen in life, and you have to be okay with that shit. You have to like, you know, you have to take the punches as they roll. However, what you also need to do to try to minimize the effects of said punches is really reflect on yourself and fucking be like, hey, am I being the best version of myself? Is there something else I can do? Can I do something differently? Can I make improvements here? And then go from there. You know what I mean? Because there really is always room for improvement. And that's with anybody. It doesn't matter who you are. No, there's no such thing as a perfect fucking person. The idea of that is pretty fucking crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it really, you know what I mean? I don't, and I guess trying to like delve deeper into it, I don't think humans were designed to be perfect, because that's not a real thing either.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. You're like a human being is like a fucking this, like, you know, obviously you come out pooping, screaming in a fucking diaper or whatever have you as a infant, and you grow, and your job as a fucking human being is to learn. Mm-hmm. Is to learn. And I don't think that ever fucking stops, no matter what. Dude, you're learning till the day you die.
Whenever I need music gear, I always go to Sweetwater.com. If it's mics, headphones, or studio and recording gear, Sweetwater has you covered. Next time you need any music gear, support the podcast by using the link in the description and comment section below.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Oh, of course.
And I'm a firm believer in that shit. Like, if you ever stop learning, or, you know, hit a point where you maybe get a little too comfortable or whatever have you, I wouldn't say you're digressing, but you're definitely not progressing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? In whatever aspect of it that you choose to do so or whatever. But yeah, you know, and I don't mean it to like sound morbid, like, oh, you're gonna, it's every day is a fucking learning lesson until you're in the ground or whatever. Not like that, but you know what I mean? Like, if you can fucking take every day as an opportunity to fucking be better and learn something and, you know, improve on yourself or a task or something like that, then I take that as a win too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes those lessons are a little swifter and painful than others, but a lot of the time sometimes you need that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In order to really like be like, oh shit, okay. And in instances like that, yeah, they could be because you were getting a little too comfortable and you didn't realize it. You know what I mean? And so sometimes you have to really like sit back and kind of appreciate those reminders, which in whichever way they come at you, you know what I mean? So yeah, all in all, yes, I believe in constant growth. You know what I mean? Sometimes you need a reminder, sometimes you don't. But as long as there's forward motion, you know,
it's so uncomfortable. Like, you're constantly uncomfortable.
But that's also kind of that's kind of the point, man. Like, to a degree. You know what I mean? At least in like, if you're not willing to have the uncomfortable moments and the uncomfortable talks and the situations and losing your job, you know, breaking up with a girlfriend, fucking having to get reassigned to a different assignment, you know, any of those fucking things, it's like those shits make you uncomfortable. But a lot of the times they are necessary in order for you to be like, okay, you know, this wasn't working the way I wanted it to, or this was working and I got to a point where I got so comfortable that it was like stagnant or like, you know, walking in place or whatever have you, that you're like, oh shit. Okay. Yeah. You know what? I need to fucking, you know, get with the program and fucking
good,
you know, being better. And so that's what's going on. You know what I mean?
Proud of you, Ernie.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah. I actually see you. Oh, he actually gathered his thoughts a little bit better.
it's kind of wild, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of wild, especially for somebody as fucking off the wall as I am. With,
dude, we would be talking, and I'd be like, Ernie, someone else is talking.
Yeah.
Because you'll just fucking start spouting shit. And yeah. But Ernie, someone else is talking.
Dude, actually really funny.
Fucked up.
I was at a friend's house yesterday.
It's a good drink.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was at a friend's house yesterday, and I was actually talking to their dad. He's a great dude. Love him. Yeah, I consider him family as well. He's like another dad figure to me. He's really fucking cool. Love the guy. Shout out, David. Basically, like, he was telling. So he's an electrician, but he builds like power plants and stuff like that. Like like big time. He's been doing it for a long time, and so he's currently working at some project at UCLA. And he was telling me the story about one of the other. He's got a project manager that's in his 50s that has really bad ADHD. And I guess they were having like a board meeting about the project and the progress on it and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And he was explaining to me, he's like, you know, he's a good dude. You know, he's a great guy. Obviously, you know, he's in a very highly ranking position as a project manager for a job like this. Mm-hmm. But his ADHD is so bad that while David was like giving his briefing and like meetings, that this guy would keep cutting him off and like trying to like talk and like interject, sure, much like I do. And so as he was telling me, I was like, God, he sounds like me. I feel like a fucking asshole because I don't do it purposely.
Sure.
My brain is like, especially if it's something that I'm like really passionate about or something like that, and like mm-hmm. someone's talking about it, my brain won't let that conversation finish. My brain just wants to be like, oh shit, yeah, like I did, you know, and then all of a sudden it's like, trying to silence that over the last couple of years has been so difficult for me.
But well, you are doing it.
It's but cool. I've noticed that I'm getting better at it. I'm letting people finish before I interject or fucking, mm-hmm. you know, say something. And so when he said it yesterday, I really was just like, holy shit. Like, and so when he finished his story and I let him finish without cutting him off.
Wow.
Right. He was just like, you know anybody like that? And I was like, yeah, you're fucking looking at him, you know what I mean? Like, and he knows, like, you know, he's aware of the situation that's going on. Obviously, he's friends, were, you know, mm-hmm. You know, but I just thought it was very cool. Like, I was like, damn, that's crazy. I've never actually got to hear someone else talk about another person with mm-hmm. bad ADHD like that, where I'm like, oh shit. And as soon as he started telling the story, I was like, oh my God, that's me. I'm the guy that's cutting him off in the meeting.
Sure.
And then, and I'm in my 30s. This guy's in his fucking 50s.
Oh my
God. You know what I mean? And he's just like, yeah, like.
Is he married?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But even something like that, like, I'm actively working to do that too, so that I'm not the guy that's like, you know, having an important conversation with somebody and making them feel like they're. Mm-hmm. Their opinion or conversation isn't important, and I'm cutting them off because my brain is like, oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just even shit like that, because that is a fucking big deal, man. You know, I get that it's something I was born with. I never medicated for it. You know what I mean? I've just been raw dogging it my entire fucking life. And honestly, I'll pat myself on the fucking back. I made it this fucking far and didn't get jumped or get my ass kicked for it. You know what I mean? For cutting somebody off or fucking.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Just looking at your face, I'm like, this guy has road rage.
I do.
Just looking at your fucking face, dude.
Okay, all right. God, dude, see, I hate you, dude. You're just drilling on me, dude, but not in a bad way. Yeah, yeah. You are 100% right. And even in the last like month, even shit like that, dude. Like, I'm like, consciously making the effort when someone fucking cuts me off or that I'm just like, let it go, dude. Yeah,
it's not worth it, man.
I don't do the fucking, oh, can you believe this fucking guy, and get all fucking mad. I'm like, whatever, he cut me off. See ya. You know what I mean? And yeah, and I saw, you know, traveling way far fucking back or whatever. My family likes to make the fucking joke. The only thing my dad left us all with is just an innate sense of road rage. My dad was one of the angriest fucking people behind the wheel.
Really?
Dude, bad.
That might have been where you got it from.
Oh, 100%. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure the ADHD didn't fucking help that either. But.
Sure.
This, I mean, he would like tail people. He would follow people. I'm like, dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How old are you when this shit was happening?
Oh, my God, dude. Fucking single digits.
Oh,
eight,
no.
Nine, something like that. You know what I mean? And whatever, you know, I'm not going to sit around and judge somebody because of their demeanor or whatever they did back, you know, mm-hmm. whatever happened then was then. That's just the kind of person he was, whatever. I'm not, you know, dispelling that. But yeah, like I can, one thing's for sure, I could be like, he definitely passed that trait on to all of us. Like,
not how to handle things.
No. And like, bad, like he would flip out. He'd throw shit out the car and stuff like that. Like, and I'll admit it, in my 20s, I had a couple moments where like, I did. I had a couple fucking freakouts. Never like to the point where I think I was putting myself in danger's way, because I'm also not a fucking idiot. You know what I mean? Well, not always.
Oh, that's just,
you know, it's debatable. But like one time I had somebody, I was coming back from when I, so, you know, I've held down many of full-time jobs. I was coming back home from a late night shift. I used to work in Vernon at a seafood warehouse, where I would go in at like 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. and get out at like fucking 3-4 o'clock in the morning. And I was driving down the 60, like passing like Hacienda Heights, mm-hmm. like that whole area right there off the 605 and 60. It was like a Friday late night, early morning or whatever. There's no one on the freeway, dude. I was in my pickup truck, minding my own business. And some dude in a Honda Civic, of course, just behind me, riding my ass in the middle lane. And I'm like, brother, there are literally no cars anywhere on the freeway. You can fucking go around me. Like, there's an empty lane here and an empty lane here. And he just chose to ride my ass, hit the horn. He's flashing his beams at me. And I'm thinking to myself, bro, I'm in a truck three times the size of your car. Go ahead. I'll brake check you and fucking kill you and whoever's in the car behind you, dude. Like, I don't give a fuck. Go ahead. I've got insurance. That's where my brain went. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're an idiot.
I'm fucking stupid. I was also, you know what I mean? I was young and, you know. So finally, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I step on the brakes and start slowing down just to really fucking get her eyes out of him. I'm like, Dick, there's no one around. Go around me. So he pulls around, gets next to me on the driver's side. I look at him. He can't be a day over fucking 23 or 24 either. He's got his girl in the car with him. He's got his chick with him. They look like they were probably coming back from a club or something. I'm looking at him like, the fuck are you looking at, dude? You know, what are you going to do about it? I don't care if your girl's in the car. Fuck you. You know what I mean? I start flipping him off. Now we're side by side. I'm giving him the fucking bird.
There it is. The old, right?
You see that?
Bird.
That's for him right there, boys.
We'll screen that.
That needs to be a fucking... Damn, I forgot about that picture. Shout out BDA. I think he took that picture in Vegas. And so I can't tell you why my mind went there. And I know what I did was insanely fucking stupid.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah. You know exactly where I went with this one. So I'm like, all right, I want this guy to leave me the fuck alone now. Now I'm just getting irritated and I'm going to fucking sideswipe him or something. Dude, he looks at me and he's like, fucking pull over. You know, pull off the side of the fucking road.
Do pull over.
Does the pull over thing. So I looked at him. I looked down at the glove box and I reached over and opened the glove box like I was reaching for a fucking gun. And he slammed on his brakes on the middle of the freeway so hard that his car like fishtailed out and just like I fucking just sped off into the fucking night. And like he probably almost wrecked his fucking car, dude. Like, you know, obviously I didn't have anything in the car with me, but
okay,
you know, who does that? Like my 20-something year old brain was like, fuck this kid, dude. I'm gonna pretend I got a gun in the fucking car.
Yeah.
That's not funny. Like, I realize that now as an older fucking adult. I'm like, that could have gone so wrong in many other ways. He could have been like, oh, I've got a gun too. And actually pulled out a gun and shot at me or something. You know what I mean? But I wasn't thinking about it at that time. I just was annoyed and fucking irritated. And that's what I did. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, shit like that is not funny. And like I said, now I'm even in that same kind of scenario now. You know?
Just let it go.
I just let it go. It's not fucking worth it, man. It's really not, dude. Like, am I going to lose any sleep over it? No. Some guy cut me off on the freeway. Big fucking deal. He probably cut 30 other people on the way up the lane,
too.
Yeah,
that's the thing. They're a fucking piece of shit, dude.
Yeah. And so I just let it fucking be, man. I'm like, I'm really doing my best to, like, be just a better rounded, happier fucking person, man, and not let shit like that, you know, turn me into a fucking... You know what I mean? Because like,
what did you have something in the glove compartment or no?
No.
You were like, okay, I'm gonna pretend I have something. And see how he reacts.
And that's like, I just pulled a Hail Mary. There was nothing in there but fucking pens and pens and paper, dude. You know, I was looking to pull out a fucking Sharpie, and be like,
what an idiot.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
but
I love it.
You know, that's just one example. You know, from far back, but you know, progress, man. Progress, dude.
And you're paying for it now. I think all these things we do in our lives add up.
Absolutely.
And they really kind of come to head in your 30s.
I agree with that 100%.
And then you kind of have to deal with these moments. Like, you'll be driving, as we were talking about it, or you'll be in a shower, and you're like, shit, I did that. And you're like, piece of shit. And it will manifest in little ways. And you got the
shower thoughts. That's where a lot of them present themselves to you when you're taking that long fucking shower and you're just like, mm-hmm. I've had a lot of those in the last 4 weeks for sure, you know?
You're
all good though.
Your shittiness compounds.
And
people don't realize this. No one's perfect. We all have them. I'm pretty sure The Rock has his own list too. No one's fucking perfect,
for sure.
Dude. Like, but the thing is, a lot of people don't realize that these things compound. You know, and at some point, if you're lucky, I think, Ernie, you're very lucky. You know, if you're one of the people, one of the humans on this planet that has to kind of steps back, getting into the fix this, you know, then you.
Yeah,
it's lucky.
I'd like to think I am, man. I am. I'm doing the work, and I'm going to continue doing it. Like you know what I mean. There's nothing more to it. Mm-hmm. I got to fucking take it head on, take it on the chin, dude, and better myself for me.
Good, dude. You don't want to fuck with people on the road anymore.
No,
shit's different.
Oh yeah, dude. Fucking
don't,
hell, bro.
You don't know. You really don't know what they have. They will have something, and I'm not afraid of people having guns. I'm afraid of the person that's dumb enough to pull the trigger.
To pull the trigger, exactly. Dude.
Because there's a lot of dumbasses out there. They're not smart. They're stupid, and they're stupid enough to make a stupid decision that will cost you something.
You know which one really fucked me up, dude? And this was actually right here in Orange, right on fucking Chapman in the 57. I ride that freeway every fucking day on the way to your house, on the way to work. You know what I mean? That's my ramp. I live off the 57. The 55. Mm-hmm. The 55 in Chapman. But same thing. I ride it all the time. It's a very frequently traveled freeway. And I think this mm-hmm. was like a year ago, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up, dude. Somebody, and it was a young guy too, a young couple, guy and girl, in a car, traveling down the 55. I guess like a mom and her child were in an SUV or something like that, or in a car. They were traveling along the same thing. Something happened. There was an exchange of like road rage,
mm-hmm.
and the fucking young kid pulled out a fucking gun and shot into the car while they were driving down the road. Missed the mom, struck and killed the kid in the car seat, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
When was this?
I want to say it's been like 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe a little bit less. Like, there was a memorial up on the overpass on Chapman for the fucking longest time, dude. It was fucked up.
On Chapman, really?
Yeah, dude, right off the fuck. Like, it happened right there.
Wow.
And then, like, there was a whole investigation, and it took them a couple days, but they found the dude's car. He had parked it at the auto shop where he was working, and they found it. But yeah, like, dude, you know what I mean? Over something as simple as, oh, you got cut off, or someone got a little too close, and... you know, you overcorrect or something fucking stupid. You know what I mean?
Hey, Chris, what was the date on this?
Oh, yeah. That's it right there.
Is this it?
Yep, right there.
Wow. Dude, that picture.
21.
I will not fuck with that guy. Those eyes. Fuck.
24 years old, bro, and he killed that kid, dude.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking wild, bro. Over some stupid shit. You know what I mean? Like,
it's nothing.
And that's what I'm saying. Like truly. None of that shit is ever worth it, dude. Like, you know, even in my younger days, like I said, being a fucking idiot doing shit like that. You know, like I said, personally, would I ever fucking shoot at somebody? No.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Not even in my wildest fucking mania would I even be like, oh, that's a good idea. No. But these days, you just don't know. And people care less and less, dude, about mm-hmm. other human lives. And that's a fucking sad, like, reality to, like, have to, like, sit with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of true, man. People don't fucking value the human life anymore. Like, they really don't. People just could give a fuck less, and that's terrifying.
It is.
So when you see shit like that happen, you're just like, Jesus Christ, and that's right here, dude, down the street from my house. It's insane.
Yeah, we'll close off the road rage. But, yeah, there is a – I consider myself now a very above-average driver. Just, I keep myself – like, this was last month. I was just literally on Main Street in Corona, passing. It was like literally right before. It was a street right before Showcase. So I've
okay.
been on street. You know how many years?
Yeah,
dude, I was
forever.
Driving home from Lamp Post, as I'm always doing.
Yeah.
And this guy gets out of his park, turning left, and he gets out of his car. He comes into my car, and it happened so fast. And I was so confused what happened. He came up to my window, and he started spitting out gibberish. It wasn't language. It wasn't like "fuck you, you fucking piece of shit." It was like,
oh, he was just like on a sick one or something.
I think he was on something.
Yeah,
or he was hallucinating. And this is like, yeah, on Main Street. Boom. Yeah, there it is. There's shout out to Lampo's Pizza.
by the way, I'm almost surprised that you're not even in that Google Earth shot standing in front of that fucking window.
It's like, is that me?
You live there, dude.
I basically live there. My fucking goodness. I'm like, but it's scary because like that could happen any moment. I was just every day I was in my car in my hometown just doing nothing and some fucking, I don't know, some psycho this gets out of his car. Luckily, he didn't do anything else. He got in his car. He got out of the turning lane, started driving straight.
What the fuck?
I had a pure curiosity, which I shouldn't have done, is I followed him for 3 blocks.
No.
Yeah. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
That's exactly, and that's what I'm saying. My dad used to do shit like that.
But the way I did it was like, okay, I'm still driving. I'm not like following you.
You're keeping an eye.
I'm keeping an eye. And technically, it is on the way to my house. Technically speaking.
Yeah.
But instead of going like the short way, I went like the second to shortest way. And they said, let me get this extra block in.
Yeah, for sure.
They don't know what kind of day they're having. One day I was, I'm not sure if I was leaving here or from a show. And this is the fucking last story. And then, one a.m., 2 a.m.? And I was driving this. Sometimes you're just driving.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just fucking cruising. I'm probably going 70 miles an hour or 65, like speed limit. There's no one on. There's barely anybody on the freeway.
Yeah.
And then I was driving by a semi. The semi is to my right. I'm not slowing down. I'm not speeding up. I'm just driving. And there is a car, a psycho behind me, either trying to weave in front of me, past the semi, he's speeding. But I didn't slow down.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're trying to do. I know he's fucking about to cut me off and almost kill me. So I didn't slow down, I didn't speed up. I was just driving. Because I didn't comply or slow down or let him pass to cut me off or basically almost kill me.
He probably lost his fucking mind.
He lost his shit, actually.
Of course.
And he chose to brake check me on the freeway. Almost damn near stopped his car on the freeway.
Fuck.
And what I did, this in the most, I'll give myself credit, on the most smooth way possible, fucking the calmest break of all time. and the calmest right turn of all time, chill as fuck. And then he drove off, thankfully. I don't know what I was trying to do.
Yeah. And then just went about living your life.
Went about my life. He went about. When I get cut off, I do see the car what they do, and they go on about and drive like shit.
Oh yeah.
So why get mad?
Exactly. So exactly. Like mad? In closing, yeah, because that's the truth of it. I'm very glad that like you know nothing happened to you and you're safe and all that shit. But after that, it's like okay, cool. He's not your problem anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Godspeed. Hope he gets to where he's going fucking safe. If he doesn't, there was probably a good chance. Why? You know what I mean? And at that point, you just got to let it fucking be.
Let it be, because then you see the person they are after the thing happens.
Exactly.
It's like that, I'll say confidently, 85% of the time.
I'll close it off. But you know what was a really crazy test of that?
Yeah.
Driving the bandwagon back, dude.
I can only imagine.
Driving the bandwagon back from fucking Portland back to here, the final day of tour and all that shit. And like I said, I mean, Seth crushed it. You know what I mean? But he got to a point where he was like, dude, I'm tired and I need to sleep. I was like, I'll tell you what, brother. I'll take over. I'll drive the last fucking 6-7 hours. Don't even trip.
Huh?
I got it. And he got back there with fucking DK.
Low key, Ernie's driving. I'm terrified.
What are you talking about? Dude, I used to drive those things for a living, not with a trailer, but you know what I mean?
But didn't I
do a good job? I got us all the way to Sacramento to Aftershock, and as far as I know, everyone slept.
It was a little more bumpy.
Get the fuck out of here. But so I wound up basically driving that same stretch back, back to Corona, to your house. That's really when you see the dude, because they top out at fucking 65 with that governor, you're pulling a fucking trailer.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, it was every 10, 15 minutes. You could ask Colin. He was in the fucking jump seat chain smoking cigarettes, and people were just like, meh, 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 just fucking go around. This thing ain't going any faster. What are you going to do? Brake check me? I'll kill you and your whole family if you even tried to brake check this thing, you know? Yeah. That's a crazy one. People are coming by you, fuck you. And it's like, sorry.
People's egos,
dude.
And it's lack of common sense.
You know, you're on a 2-lane highway coming down through Northern California. There's nothing you can do about it. It's like, you really can't. I can't change lanes. I can't, you know, you're pulling a fucking home on wheels with a trailer with 4,000 or 5,000 pounds of shit behind you too. And people are honking at you like you're supposed to speed up in this thing going uphill. Go around me. You're in the car that only weighs 1,000 pounds. Fucking go around me, dude. Like, that's a crazy one. Shout out to anyone that drives a tour bus or a bandwagon. Fuck that. Because you and I are usually asleep when that kind of shit's happening.
Yeah. There's been moments where I've been, I mean, you're like, you're trying to sleep. But you have to be awake any time of the day, you name it. We've been up in our beds.
Oh, yeah.
Either driving or stopping at the gas station to sleep. We can talk about that. And I'll just hear honking and like yelling. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, dude? Yeah, dude.
And I'm just in my bed. Like, I could already not sleep. This is already bumpy enough, dude. And I'm just hearing screaming outside.
Oh, yeah.
Here's one time, we were stopped, and I'm usually the first one up. It's either you or me,
yeah,
the first one up, and we're at either a Pilot or a Love's, and I hear like "fuck you."
Yeah,
I won't name who it is, it's a little bit of hothead driver.
we were in Oklahoma, right outside of Texas, out of Love's.
Yes, Oklahoma, Texas. Don't fuck with
any of those people.
What the fuck are we doing?
That guy for sure would have went back to his truck, grabbed his shotgun, and fucking shot all of us. Dude, it's just,
there's 10 people on this motherfucker.
Literally, I was like,
"Trinket is all shot."
In my brain, I was like, "This guy's not fucking around, dude. Don't bother with it. Just get in the wagon and move it out of the island. We're good to go." You know what I mean?
No.
I knew exactly what you were talking about.
It's happened. I lost count how many times it happened. Just you hear honking and screaming, and it's fucking 4 a.m. You're like, dude, this, come on. No way.
Tell you what, though, man, maybe kind of segueing into this next thing, dude. Speaking of bumpy rides, dude, are you ready for this fucking 50-hour flight to Indonesia?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I want it.
I want it too, but I'd be fucking lying if I said I wasn't terrified about being in the air that fucking, it's not 40 hours, obviously, it's like 19 and a half, but still.
You're
like,
the worst, you're the worst flyer ever.
100%. And to be completely honest, like, and it's already a massive improvement.
Chris, don't, Chris.
Oh.
This is a time where you don't pull up what we're talking about.
No.
Do not pull up what we're talking about. This is the time. Okay, man?
Okay, you know
what
though?
Don't pull up planes crashing.
All right, but you know what? I am gonna give.
What the
I am gonna,
fuck
I,
you doing,
I,
man?
I am gonna give him credit right now because check this out. Check this out, yo, Chris. To his credit, if you had done this to me 6-7 years ago, I would have fucking flew over the TV and strangled you for fucking doing it. Now I can get through it, dude, and it doesn't bum me out as hard as it used to. Yeah, do I still got to get a little inebriated to take a long flight? Sure,
a little bit,
but it.
Yeah,
Before getting on the flight, we can.
You're fine.
P.F. Chang's gang, you already know.
We have a drink or two. Maybe.
That's what I'm saying. Now
and two more on
the
plane.
Okay, I listen. I have like a simple mathematical equation for it. Mm-hmm. I tend to like divide the amount of drinks by the hours that were on the plane. That's how I justify it. I'm like, oh, it's a 10-hour flight. It's 5 drinks. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Listen, that's not bad. That's a drink every 2 hours, right? If my math is correct.
Sure.
That's not awful, especially because I'm the kind of person that unless I'm super, super, super tired, we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. it's hard for me to sleep on a plane because I'm anticipating the turbulence, the rocky motion, whatever have you. But I will, dude, like this flight back that we just took back from Turkey, I did the total flight time was still like 14 and a half hours because it was 4.5 hours from Turkey mm-hmm. back to London
sure.
and then 10 hours from London back to here. And honestly, it wasn't that bad. I expected the flight to be chock full of fucking turbulence the entire time. That's one of the smoothest flights we've taken back from Europe.
I think, thankfully.
I only had 3 drinks the entire flight.
Only?
Oh, that's it. Dude, 14 and a half hours, 3 drinks. And you know, the little fucking airplane bottle with cranberry juice. Like, that's what I had. I drank water. It was all good. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't feel like when we got off the plane to get to LAX and, lo and behold, none of our luggage showed up. You know, mm-hmm. that was like the worst of it. I was like, oh, our luggage didn't show up. Okay. But there was like no turbulence. I wasn't fucking wasted. I was like, ah, it's nice. Let's go home and get fucking Del Taco. Little did I know it was waiting for me at home, but you know what I mean?
You get lucky every once in a while. Some are really bumpy, some are nothing. Like,
well, and that's what I was gonna say. What led me into that was the flight to Europe when it shook really bad, and like you told Dan Kenny you loved him.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything after that now has been like, all right, a little bit of shaking.
No, okay, wait, slow the fuck down, dude. Okay, I'm not that much of a pussy, dude. No, we haven't played a show in like a while. We haven't flown in a while.
No, I know.
And I'm like, I won't say everyone's style of flying. I'll let them talk about it if it naturally comes up.
Yeah.
But me personally, for the longest time, I went on there raw dog just because I haven't taken Xanax probably in 10 years. I don't really. I'll have a couple of drinks maybe, but that one I was like, no drinks. I'll drink on a flight. I've tried to like not cope. And that one, it's been a while. We're on a long flight. I think I was raw dogging it. And I was like, fuck, this fucking feeling again. I looked at Dan Kenny. I told him I love him.
You did. All right. Damn. You know, you've done this to me a couple times. It's finally my time, dude. I get to call you out for a second.
No, it's a free game.
I'll tell you what. I'll let it be considered a raw dog. You drank a beer at that Santa Monica Brew Works in the terminal before.
Yeah. But still one.
It was one fucking beer.
I had one. You got three. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
You know, but you know what made me feel the most stupid about that entire like ordeal when the plane started like shaking and dropping in elevation? Mm-hmm. And again, my first order of business is to always look for the flight attendants. Mm-hmm. Because if they're fine, then I'm like, all right, they know some shit I don't know. They're fine. They're not fucking freaking out. They're still doing service or whatever. It's all good. You know what I mean? The even worst part, like I said, my only thing that freaks me out about being in an airplane is flying over open bodies of water. That's really my biggest bugaboo. Other than that, I really don't give a shit. I'm like, oh, we're on a plane? Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. Freaking out about being over open bodies of water is what always done it for me. I was so in the moment when it started happening, and I went into such a fucking panic watching you tell Dan Kenny that, and then just looking at everyone on the plane simultaneously do the, you know, when it dropped a little bit and everyone kind of white knuckles it for a mm-hmm. second. All logic went out the fucking window.
Sure.
And in my brain I went, it's finally fucking happening. And I went, we're over a body of water somewhere. What's over Europe happening? Right now. And you know what made me feel so stupid after it started to like kind of like taper off? And because it did last a bit too. It was a good shake for a while. Yeah. And as it started tapering off, I happened to like look up and look two or three rows down at somebody's fucking screen. Mm-hmm. And they had the map, the flight map up. You guys know where we were when that happened? Mm-mm. I'm embarrassed to say it because I thought we had already been in the air for quite some time. We were over Salt Lake City. We had been in the plane for fucking 2 hours, dude.
That happens all the time.
I was just like, oh my God. It made me feel dumb. And that's when I was like, Ed turned to me because he was next to me and he was like, you okay? And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'm good. I'm eating this fucking terrible tasting cheese sandwich and, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I'm okay. My whole fucking face covered in fucking sweat.
Yeah.
My knuckles fucking sweat, just palming the sides of the fucking
dude,
seat.
Dude, still every flight, dude, I could feel your energy sometimes. Dude, I could feel you. Like, when I have a little bit of bumpy, I'll be like, okay, guard your chill is fine. And I could feel you, like.
Yeah.
You're like, you do like the classic, like, you try to, like, hold, like, the seat, like, keep it the flame.
Oh, dude.
Right.
That's my vice, dude. And I feel bad because I'm not trying to, like, pull the person's fucking seat in front of me because, God, who doesn't hate that person on the plane? You know what
sure.
I mean? The only time I'll do that, though, is if I'm not in a window seat. Mm-hmm. If I'm in a window seat in this turbulence, I just kind of, like, I brace my feet a little more. Like, I plant them a little harder against the ground, and it just kind of keeps me
doing nothing.
A little more. I know it does fucking nothing, but in my head, it's, you know, it's like, okay, well, that kind of works.
Yeah.
That's why I hate being in a fucking middle seat. You know, I'll take an aisle seat. It's fine. But yeah, at least like Jason just texted us for this flight. He was like, hey, I forgot. Are you an aisle seat or a window seat? I'm like, God, window seat, please, dude. Fucking.
I hate window seats.
Well, I know. That's why you and me switched on that flight back.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you got the window? I'll swap you.
I like the ability to do whatever I want at any moment in time.
And you can get up and fucking
if
go.
If I'm going to get up and piss, it's there.
Yeah.
You know? But
fun fact, dude, I have never peed or pooped on an airplane.
That's so weird. That is so weird.
I got a fucking big bladder, dude. I can just put it in the bucket. I can drink an entire fucking flight and not piss till we get to where we're going.
No disrespect, but looking at you, you probably have a big bladder too. Big splatter, small dick.
<Fuck you. laughs>
I couldn't help it. See,
I knew it was coming.
We're all trying to talk about self help, and sometimes, dude, I let it fly.
You have to listen, dude. laughter is the spice of life. All right,
you know,
it's real shit.
No, you know, I don't mean that.
I know you don't. You've seen it. But, actually, no, you probably haven't.
Santa, is that fucking beanbag? What the fuck is that? But you know what, dude? You sometimes it's funny. That's why it being a band, like you see each other's weak moments, and that flight was a weak moment for me. I was like, sometimes I do it on purpose, honestly. Like if I'm flying turbulence, like I'm chill because I know people are looking at me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't want to cause any more energy, not even for you guys, but like the people around me. So I just like, no matter what happened, I'm like, this, like nothing happened.
Yeah.
You know, but that was I wasn't on my A game, and I let it fly. I was like, you know, I love you, dude.
And that's what I'm saying. That was also me still being, I mean, pretty brand new in the band at that point. It was definitely my first flight with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was my first flight with you guys. And so I naturally looked to you, as the guy to be like, oh, you know what I mean? He's done this a million fucking times. You know what I mean? And you were also in front of me. Because it was me, you, Ed, Dan, because Mark was already there with Sabrina or whatever. So it was just the four of us in that little block of seats or whatever. And so, yeah, you just reached over and you were like, love you, DK. I was just like, oh, fuck. Garza knows something I don't know.
I see.
Like,
he's, yeah, yeah.
That's was, what did it. I was like,
it was
oh,
a
shit.
Weak moment.
Yeah, and I was like, if he's fucking freaking out.
Yeah.
Like I said, shout out those flight attendants, dude. If I hadn't looked over at them and they were still, like, serving fucking coffee and drinks, I'm like, all right. They know what's up. It's all good. You know what I mean? But I did. I white-knuckled it for like a good like 4 or 5 minutes, only to be disappointed that we were only 2 hours into our flight from a fucking 10-hour flight.
Oh, my goodness, dude. it will never happen again, dude. Well, it takes a while to rewire yourself to do what – because, dude, we were – man, like back in the day, dude, we would just take Xanax and we'll get drunk and just go on flights.
Yeah.
So you didn't really – never really flown before. Up until so Eddie comes in the band, back then I was used to like this. Okay, Xanax and going to doctors, getting Xanax, and which I never took it to home.
Yeah.
But when we went to the airport, I had my little fucking bottle sometimes, and then I would just start drinking at the bar. All the profit I made with Suicide Sons, all that fucking merch money went straight to the bar at LAX airport. And so once that was done, Eddie comes in the band. 2016. That was the beginning. So okay, no more Xanax. Little bit of drinking, slowly weaning off, like actually feeling what an airplane was, you know. It took a while, man.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I was also never used to that either. I obviously didn't fly as often as you guys did and all that stuff, you know. And funny enough, admittedly, my first flight ever was to Salt Lake City to go drum tech for Pablo on my very first tour that I did with him as a drum tech.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people were like, oh, dude, it's a cake flight. It's like an hour and 50 minutes. You're in the air for like an hour and 40. Like, it's quick.
Sick.
But I'd never been on a fucking plane. So I was just like, all I hear is I'm going to be in the fucking sky for 2 hours. And admittedly, when I got to the airport, I didn't have a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Like, I had enough time to, like, you know, get through security with my tools and all that shit. Because I brought, like, a whole, like, tech box with me and all that stuff at the time, too. Mm-hmm. So I had, like, tools to check and all that shit. And I had enough time to, like, okay, I got through security, went to my terminal. I raw dogged my first flight. I didn't drink. Mm-hmm. I went to the terminal. I ate, like, a fucking cheeseburger and got on the fucking plane. I'd never experienced a takeoff, never experienced a fucking landing. So all of it was just so brand new to me. And everyone that I had talked to up until that point was like, oh, dude, takeoff and landing is the worst part. Once you're in the sky, it's like you're in a fucking car. I was like, all right. And so I tried to, like, go into it with that mentality. Like, all right, I'm going to take these people's advices and shit like that. And they weren't far off the mark. Takeoff felt obviously a little weird. You get, like, the back pressure of when you're, you know, tilting or whatever. And, I mean, yeah, once we were up in the sky and, like, at full cruising altitude and all that shit, it was pretty fine. But then coming down into Salt Lake City, this was in March.
Mm-hmm.
So the air was still pretty fucking choppy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and this was before I moved to Salt Lake City for that year and lived with Pablo ultimately. But, like, mm-hmm. coming in and, like, landing at the airport, holy shit, dude. Like, you know, they're like, what do they say? Flight crew, please, you know, please prepare for landing and all this stuff, you know, fasten, you know, telling the flight crew to get ready. And, you know, they all sit down and fasten their stuff back up. And I never took off my belt, not once. I had it strapped the whole fucking flight there. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You start descending through the clouds in Salt Lake, dude, when it's, like, still windy and, like, there's, like, rain or snow on the ground. Mm-hmm. Fuck, dude. I was just like, is every landing like this everywhere? I was just like, I never want to be on a fucking plane ever again, dude. It was terrifying. And then once we were on the ground and I could feel the wheels rolling, I was like, oh, yeah. All right, we're good.
When you land, it's a great feeling.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not a bitch, dude. I took that flight like a champion. Oh, yeah. Once you're on the ground.
The fucking eagle creeps in, yeah, you're a fucking badass.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. Like, you're a bitch fucking 10 seconds ago.
Absolutely, dude. Not even trying to lie about that.
It's true. It's fucking the eagle, man. The airplanes, dude. You ever hear of people that they'll stop the plane mid takeoff because they're freaking out?
Uh-huh.
You were you one of them?
No.
Oh.
Fuck no. No. See, I, you know what? I'll pat myself on the back for at least never being that bad. But another thing that I've learned, after the fact, like, especially here, like at John Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Like at John Wayne Airport, a lot of people that have never flown out of there before don't know that the city of Costa Mesa has a sound ordinance, and it's a short runway. So when the planes take off from John Wayne, it's a very short taxi, and then they do like the fucking hard 45-degree angle takeoff, and then they kill their motors over the neighborhood. So they momentarily kill the motor over the neighborhood until they're past the sound ordinance fucking line, and then they cut the motors back on.
Man, fuck those homes, dude.
In the air. That's crazy. Imagine being the pilot that's like, oh, yeah, we're landing out John Wayne. I have to fucking turn around and take off and kill my motors when I'm up in the air. The moment that I learned about that, I was like, I never want to fly out of that airport fucking ever, dude. I was like, yeah. I'll drive myself to LAX and fly out of there just to not have to do that.
Maybe that's why the last studio was so quiet, because they're fucking killing our motors.
Well, yes and no, but they take off the opposite direction from the old studio.
Yeah, that's true.
They land that direction and then take off.
Because, yeah, we're right way. By the Johnny right Airport. So when planes land, they're literally above us.
Yes.
Literally, like right up. You hear them sometimes.
But thankfully, where your studio was at, there was another couple blocks of buildings to mute the reverse thruster when they hit the ground and the fucking reverser kicks on.
So
you wouldn't hear it in your building. And it was insulated pretty well. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And now we just have the Main Street of semis and people that are on fentanyl outside screaming.
And the fucking fire fire department fucking two doors down.
Dude, I leave here like around 9 p.m. and like I do have a system when how I leave.
Sure.
So I keep my lights off and I open up the gate and I don't go forward. In case, like, I don't know why. I have a thought, like, in case someone comes out and rushes my car, I have room to, like, run those motherfuckers over.
So, dude.
I pull out and I stay there. And
yeah.
I open up the gate. I turn my blinker on already. And I look. I creep out. No one over there. No one in a bike. No one in the bushes. And then I leave.
Dude. I'm sorry. Every time we talk about this shit, I just think about your caddy was a fucking homeless person magnet, bro.
It was. It was, dude.
Have we talked about this?
When did we talk about that? When did we talk about that?
Wait a minute.
That was with the band. That was with the Skull of Grind.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the person I brought up.
Okay.
Because we were writing the record in Pico, becoming a hunter. The moment we got there, we were there for what, a fucking year? A year too long?
Because when I stepped in, I was still there with you guys for
a while.
Fuck, 2 months, 3 months? Yeah. Like, yeah.
In some places, it's hit you wrong. That parking lot, I never left that parking lot. And every time I pulled out of the parking lot to go right or left to leave, I was always sketched out. And sure enough, one day, a fucking 8 months in, a homeless guy, I didn't hit him. He hit me.
He did hit you. You were absolutely in the fucking right. That dude came out of fucking nowhere, dude. Like,
they do.
Me and Mark weren't even in the car yet. Like, I was like, what the fuck just happened? Like, Mark was like, do you hear that? I was just like, what just happened? Did he hit somebody? Somebody hit him. Like, That was a very intense year also, that shit being there. And I think I told you guys, I used to work in that building across the parking lot at LA Consolidation. I worked in that building as a forklift driver. And because it's like Pico, borderline Montebello, borderline Downey. It's like a very industrious area, but there's a lot of transients, a lot of homeless people that were like living there and like along the tracks. And so their route out to what's the main street? To Slauson.
Yeah.
Was coming down Slauson, that fucking street. Yeah. And so I'm sure you're not the first person to fucking get hit or have somebody hit right there.
No, one in many.
It happened so many times, dude.
One in many, dude. Yeah.
But yeah, dude.
Well, I hear it's like his boom.
Oh! He made the Dan Kenny sound.
Like, my goodness, dude.
That was what a time, dude.
And I said this on the other pod, like, at the time, I did have a soft spot for homeless people because I had a very close family member that's homeless. And I'll talk about it one day. But so I've since then, that part has changed. I've changed my view on that because I've seen where that goes with the family members. And by the time, I was like, okay, well, you're all right. Like, you didn't need to go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Because on the top of my head, I know how it is. Like, I don't. They have no problem getting clothes, bikes, skateboards. Dude, I will see my family member in my hometown with a new pair of pants, nicer shoes than me, riding a brand new bike. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, oh yeah. They'll make it happen by any means, dude.
They'll fucking find it.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of people hitting my car, I never told this story. I was this was when I was working at the hospital, and I got off early. It was like probably like 11 a.m., so kids should still be in school.
Yeah.
And so I'm leaving the hospital. I'm already in Corona. I'm on the street where my junior high school is, about to hit Main.
Okay.
And so there's a car to my left. Out of fucking nowhere, a kid hits my car on a fucking scooter and takes out my side mirror.
Damn. Boom.
And obviously, you think the worst.
Yeah.
Did I just fucking kill somebody? Did I just fucking kill somebody, dude? A little kid? But luckily, he was fine. I learned a lot that moment. Now that I think about it, like, bystanders will say things that aren't fucking true.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, so the cops came very quickly, said, we heard there was a hit and run. I'm like, I'm right here.
Yeah, I'm right here. I didn't go anywhere.
A woman, one first woman on the scene, it was me. I was, are you all right? And some guy came up, you all right? And the woman's like, why didn't you stop? You stupid fucking bitch. What are you, what?
Hey, what do you mean? Like, I'm out of the fucking car. Like,
and of course, she was talking to cops.
Of course. Of course.
What are you doing? But so what I found out was he skipped school, and we were trying to get a hold of his parents. My family and our insurance was for the insurance.
Yeah.
For one, the reality was they owed us money because I had a Cadillac. I mean, so they probably knew that. Oh, yeah. they're probably expecting the fat bill.
Of course.
They avoided our insurance, and we expected they were illegals. So like they probably some other stuff going on. They don't want any authority.
They don't want to get in the mix. Yeah.
And I wanted to apologize. It's just. But they couldn't look at family, and I paid for my paid for the damages. It's just a fucking mirror. Who cares?
Yeah.
It could have been so much worse.
For sure.
But long story short, people hit me.
This is one that I've never told anyone either, and this was quite some time ago. Also, I still had my Silverado when I had my pickup truck. I was actually over in Anaheim, leaving Home Depot on fucking Brookhurst and the 5. Like, it's right off the freeway.
Sure.
I was there picking up I think I was picking up drywall to help my brother with something at one of the houses he was like flipping. And since the Home Depot is kind of like in that parking lot nestled right up against the freeway, you're coming down off an overpass. So it's like a hill type of thing. Not like a big one, but enough that like if you're on a bike riding downhill and you're not squeezing your brake, you're going pretty fast. You know what I mean? Like one of those type of things. And the driveway at the end of the Home Depot is on that same slant.
Sure.
And I still had the Silverado. So I'm fucking, I'm coming, I'm minding my own business.
No, you're not. You're fucking being shot.
No, I would, dude. Not,
probably fucking high or something.
Not at all. Okay. Not at all. All
right.
I come up, I hit, you know, I hit the asphalt, come up into the drive, into the driveway of it. And as I get out into the driveway, I'm looking both directions like, all right, cool. Because you could only make a right turn. There's a center divider in the street, mm-hmm. so you can't go left. So I was like, all right, cool. I came up, looked this way, looked that way. And as I looked this way, I had about less than 2 seconds of a reaction time to be like, oh, shit. And this dude on a mountain bike, the way homies ran into your car at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine that going downhill. And hitting my truck. At least you have a low hood.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy hit his front bike tire hit the front tire of my Silverado, and he like, this is fucked up. He like somersault flipped over the fucking top of my truck, dude, slid off the other side of the hood and like landed on the ground. I'm by myself, dude. There's no one in the car with me.
Why'd you hit him?
Oh, fuck. I didn't hit him. He hit me.
Why'd you hit him?
Dude.
Yeah, I was kidding.
And you know, when somebody like doesn't want to deal with the trouble or the, you know, the hassle of it or whatever, I panicked. I threw it in fucking park in the driveway. Like I just threw it in park and opened the door. I get out already in a panic. I was like, oh, she's like, brother, like, are you okay? And he kind of like got up, looked at me and was just kind of like he like waved me off and was like, it's okay. And I was like, your adrenaline is pumping through you, bro. Like, you got fucked up. There's no way you're okay. He walked back in front of my fucking truck, grabbed his bike, got on, and, like, speed pedaled off. I was like, there's cars behind me now in the driveway that are, like, clearly saw this shit happen. That dude fucking starfished over the top of my truck. And I was like, they all saw it. I walked back to my, you know, my driver's side. Mm-hmm. Door's open still.
Yeah.
And the people that are, like, two cars behind me, like, are looking like, and I was like, God, please don't take my license plate or call the cops or anything. He just took off. He bounced. You guys saw he left. I asked him if he was okay, and he fucking sped off.
Dang.
Dude, I got in my fucking truck and, like, pulled out into the street. And I did, like, 45 miles an hour on the freeway the entire way back to Norwalk. I was like, holy shit, dude. Like, I thought he broke all his bones, dude. Like, the way he flew over my truck was fucking crazy. But yeah, that was one for the fucking books. I was like, holy shit. Like,
it's funny when you look back at your life, like, oh, you forget about like these moments. And, oh, yeah, someone fucking hit me, or like, it's like this happened. You got in like into a fucking accident.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I'm always, dude. I do my best, like always looking when you pull out of your driveway, dude.
Dude, anywhere. Driveway. Yeah,
it's funny. I had a goal for this podcast, and I think we talked about like very little. I almost talked about my life, think about Ernie's life, and we went into
not bad rage, though. You know what I mean? We got rage and getting on some airplanes. Real shit today. You know what I mean?
I think, yeah, I want to hear more stories from you, and maybe that would help you process some things that happened in your life, Ernie.
Yeah, we're going to have plenty of time for that. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah.
It's going to happen.
No, I'm digging with a fucking shovel.
With a shovel?
With a fucking mud shovel.
Like that sick ass new metal band shovel, dude. Remember those guys?
No. Who's that?
No.
Chris.
Dude.
Type in shovel.
S-H-U-V-E-L.
You? Oh, if it's a U in shovel, is this it?
Right there. Set it off, dude. Dude, Korn vouched for these guys.
Really?
Yes.
Can we crank this?
Yep. These guys played with us and Soulfly and Down the Sun at Ventura Theater. It was my first ever big show.
So they're from California.
Yeah.
Shovel. I don't think I ever heard of them.
I'm kind of surprised, dude. You're usually the one that's up on that. Where like you've told me about bands that even I was like, oh, what the fuck? Like I've never even like heard of that. Even Dan Kenny surprised me a couple times. But yeah, like we used to play with them pretty frequently way back in the day. These guys, Diminished. Like pretty wild, dude. But yeah, these dudes, like I wanna say they even did some dates with Korn way back when.
Hmm.
They were fucking cool, man. We used to fucking play tons of shows with them.
What does it say? New York City, December 5th, 2000. Oh, yeah, you're talking prime time of,
yeah.
of that
oh.
sound.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Dan Kenny showed me a band, and it's so hard to find them. They had one amazing, sometimes a band has one amazing new metal song. It was, so they, for, I don't know what their connection was with Slipknot. They got Corey to sing a song with them. It was this era. It was like 2000. Uh-huh. So they had prime time Corey. He sent me this song on Instagram. What was it? I wonder what you could type in to find it. Fuck.
You don't remember the name of the band?
No. Like it took me digging to like find the band name.
Did he? I know he sent it to me. But did he show you that band? Blood Youth.
Yeah, Blood Youth is simple. Yeah. It's
Yeah. Blood Youth is sick.
Yeah, Blood Youth is fucking awesome.
He like for Dan Kenny to send, you know, that was a 4 a.m. Dan Kenny text like, dude, check out this fucking band, Blood Youth. I'm like, I'm asleep, dude.
Dan, I love you, but if you text me past 7 p.m., I'm not going to take you seriously.
It's because he knows I'll answer him, and I think that's what it is. I've allowed him to be like, oh, okay, it's 3 o'clock. Yeah, I'm not doing anything. I'll text you back. You know what I mean?
But I think Dan Kenny learned me who I am. I get the 9 a.m. FaceTime. I won't answer that. I'll answer that.
Yeah, yeah.
That was funny. It was Sunday. It was him. They fucking called you already. It was Dan, Mark, and Corpse Grinder. Oh, my God. It was Eddie's birthday, I think, that day, too.
Yeah, it was.
It was silly, dude. Texting past 7 p.m., I know what's happening.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But,
oh, yeah.
But call me 9 a.m., okay, I'll fuck.
Oh, yeah, those are regular business hours, you know what I mean?
Bloody Youth, they're from England, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, they're sick.
They're really sick. He sent me that like link to the Spotify thing, and I was like, oh, these guys are fucking dope. Like,
have they been to the States yet?
I want to say yeah.
I don't think I've seen Bloody Youth in the States yet.
I feel like shortly after he sent me that, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure.
Bloody Youth is fucking.
Yeah, they're dope.
Sick,
they're dope. I was big on like, them for sure.
I mean, he's singing that song, like, this is, like, heavy, but...
It's got that new metal bounce, dude.
There's only one kind of bounce.
That's right.
Yeah. new metal has it's its own bounce.
The new bounce, dude.
Dude, it's so fucking new. Dude, have you had Tala?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were just having this conversation. They're sick, dude.
It's like, it's everything. I heard someone call it new core. I'm like, damn. Crazy.
Not a bad way to describe it. And you know I'm super like anti fucking pigeonholing these stupid ass subgenres and you know into a thing. You know, we let them have it with deathcore, but it's like, dude, that you know what I mean. People love subcategorizing everything. They're like, oh, blackened melodic industrial deathcore. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? It's deathcore with keyboards in it. Relax, like
you might take it's getting smaller by the second, dude. By the second, I can't afford to lose anymore.
It's insane. It's insane. I'm just like, stop it, guys. It's all fucking metal, dude.
Yeah. It's like people want to compare dick size, but I'm not a fan of... Everyone wants to compare their small dick, right?
Correct.
And I'm not a fan of touching belly buttons, correct? So I have no interest in my belly button touching your belly button. So let's stop comparing small dick shit.
Of course.
Exactly. So that's my immature analogy.
It's a good analogy.
Every so often, I'll throw in my immaturities here and there. So it's called for every so often.
It keeps you going, immature. Dude. Keeps you going.
Yeah. Fuck all that shit, dude. All right, Ernie, anything else on your mind, man?
I feel like we covered some serious ground today, man. Looking forward to a cool meal with you right now, and looking forward to these festivals we got coming up. They're gonna be sick. The lineups are fucking fat, and looking forward to the forward progress, man. Mm-hmm. That's what's on my mind right now.
Good. A lot of forward progress has been made.
Yeah,
a lot, dude.
And it will continue to do so.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thanks, dog.
I'm kidding. Well, the reason why the seven's not here because it's having surgery. They're doing
it's getting tests ran on it.
I don't know if I could. I can't say too much, but let's just say it's getting taken apart right now, getting specced out,
examined
for a particular reason.
And it's just getting maintenance done. It's getting overhauled, dude. You know what I mean?
But this was my first fender from Fender.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they gave me this one and a Jim Root.
Oh shit! Okay.
So this has a special.
But that guy, that one there, that's not like a, that doesn't have like an extended neck or anything. No, it's just a regular.
Anyone can get this shit.
Yeah. So gotcha. This
Fender Corona California, dude.
That's right.
I always see them like, damn, it's right there.
That's right, dude. The hometown.
It is right there. Well, Ernie, thank you for. I think this is a big step for you to open up. It's cool.
It is.
And as
it
you
is.
Continue to open up, you'll get less and less fat. And I think that's a and that's a good goal.
Hey, you know what? Fuck it. It's all forward motion, man. And I'm sticking to it.
I'm telling you, man. The weight of the mind is a real thing
for sure. Oh, I've already set some ridiculous goals too. Like, and yeah, you heard
what's your goal?
You heard it here first. I guess not necessarily like a number in mind, but I'm going for at least another shirt size or two in 6 to 7 weeks.
Oh, that's doable.
Absolutely, it is, dude.
Yeah.
I'm cruising right now. Like, I'm frightened at the fucking at how fast it's coming off. I'm like, shit. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
It's
flying
off, dude.
Yeah, I'm not bummed about it, man. I'm stoked.
You want to go ruin it right now with lunch?
With a salad? Absolutely, dude. You already fucking know it, dude.
Sometimes I'm a great friend, but sometimes I could be a bad influence.
Oh, you're always a good friend. You'll give me the peer pressure shit, and then I'll be like, nah, I'm just have the chicken salad. And what happened the other day? You're like, damn, I'm going to get that next time we come. I'm like, that's
boom,
right. That's
boom.
Right.
Dude, there's a burger spot on 4th Street, the fucking smash burger, bun.
Golden Lantern Foods
is
what the place is called. Golden Lantern Eats. But yeah, that thing, that shit was incredible.
I should know what it's called.
Yeah.
I just see hamburgers. I'm like, oh, I get all fucking horned up, dude. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. And again, thank you for your time, man. As we speak, this is already going to be out Monday, but the Suicide Silence podcast is out right now.
I'm stoked.
It's cool. It's
people are going to get to fucking.
It's over a year in the making, dude.
Yeah.
Is there any other full band podcast? I looked. I can't find anything.
I still don't think so.
Someone sent me some shit. I don't know. I'm trying.
I don't think so. But that's tight. We're out here being pioneers yet again.
yet again, we are shot. The thing about doing things first is that you either hit and it's great and people think, oh, wow, this is amazing. Most of the time, you miss.
And it flops.
And people think you're the shottest thing ever. So we've earned all the credit we have.
Exactly.
So fuck you.
Exactly.
All right, Ernie. Love you, man.
Right on. Love you, doggy.
All right, that's it. Later.